With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. And what a Monday it is, folks. College basketball is back. Got an extra pep in my step. We are going from the baseball bet to the basketball because college hoops is back. We'll get into plenty of that, give out some best bets for the day. Obviously, we got Monday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Bucks. We will dive in to that game, wrapping up week 9 in the NFL. Also got some college football bets that we have to give out. Couple of games that I really like. NFL games that I really like for the upcoming week. How about we went 5-0 on our PJ Pick 5 in college football last week? We'll try and give out some more winners today. Matt Horner going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. And then it is a Monday. We'll look at national championship futures in college football. Ohio State once again becomes the favorite to win it all. We will talk about my top 10 teams in the sport. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Any college basketball games you guys are on tonight, anything you like in NFL, any upcoming bets, college football that you like, let us know. Put it into the chat and we will try and get to all of your answers. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, guys, let's get this thing going. Glasses in session. Start with a little primetime peach. We got the Tampa Bay Bucks on the road taking on Kansas City tonight. The Chiefs favored by 9 in this game with a total of 45.5. Now, I think first glance at this game, spread feels like it's a little too big, right? Kansas City, obviously, they lay numbers like this all the time. They're big favorites like this all the time. But with the way that Mayfield's played this year and the way that that Bucks offense has been able to put up points, Kansas City sometimes tends to play down to the level of their competition. Maybe you think this is too big of a number. I normally never bet the Chiefs just because of how public of a team that they are. And obviously, you're never going to get good value on Kansas City because they're the two-time defending champs. They're undefeated. They're always going to get a majority of the handle. Tonight, though, I actually kind of like Kansas City. I think anything under 10 is a good bet on the Chiefs. Tampa should be able to score and move the ball, but certainly not as effective as they would be if they had Evans and Godwin in there. Kansas City's one of the best defenses in the NFL. Then on the flip side, this Bucs defense has not been good at all. Teams have been torching them all season. Cousins has been great against them. 2 out of the last 5 weeks, Lamar lit them up. Now Mahomes and this offense, who's really due for like a good performance at some point, this might be kind of their get-right game. So I actually like Kansas City tonight. I would lay the 9 with them against Tampa. Couple of player props that I would look at in tonight's game. DeAndre Hopkins, anytime touchdown at plus 155. I think Andy Reid, Mahomes, the Chiefs, going to try and make it a point to try and get Hopkins a touchdown tonight. His first home game in Arrowhead. Obviously, a full week of practice there in the system. Learn the playbook. Really going to be a focus tonight on third down in the red zone, goal to go situation. So I like the price for Hopkins at plus 155. This is why you go out and get a guy like that. So good at the contested catches, 50-50 balls. Great in in the red area, can take some attention away from Travis Kelce as well. Like the price on Hopkins at plus 155. And then Baker Mayfield, over 34.5 pass attempts for the Bucs tonight. Obviously, the Chiefs have a really good pass defense, and you worry about maybe Tampa like sustaining drives in this game, and Baker doesn't get to that many pass attempts. But if you like Kansas City like me, and you like them to cover this spread, obviously the Bucs are going to be trailing for most of the game. Tampa, a team that really doesn't even like to run the ball to begin with, going to be throwing for a majority of the game. So I'll go over 34.5 pass attempts for Baker Mayfield tonight to go along with DeAndre Hopkins anytime touchdown at plus 155. And then give me Kansas City -9 against Tampa Bay as well. Also, make sure you take advantage of our promo at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured or called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. Place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. DeAndre Hopkins talked about his anytime. Take a little first touchdown as well at 10-1. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's get into some games that I would bet right now. Always love doing this segment on a Monday. We will start in college football right now. A bet that I absolutely love and a game that you have to bet right now is Georgia -2.5 at Ole Miss. We literally just saw this game on Saturday between Penn State and Ohio State. This is just the SEC version in Georgia and Ole Miss, right? Georgia's Ohio State, Penn State is Ole Miss. Ole Miss is the SEC, Penn State. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, usually year after year, have solid teams. They have solid recruiting classes. They always kind of beat the middle tier of the SEC. But anytime you ask a Lane Kiffin team to go up against a Nick Saban Alabama team, last year they lost to Georgia and Kirby Smart 52-17. This is the games that they never win. It's the same thing with Penn State, right? Like, people were betting Penn State last week against Ohio State. Why? What has James Franklin and Penn State ever done that would make you want to bet them against Ohio State? And how could you bet Ole Miss +2.5 against Georgia in this game? They're giving us Georgia under the field goal. I get Carson Beck has not been good this season, and he's been turning the ball over multiple times, game after game after game. But imagine what happens when he doesn't turn the ball over. Imagine if against Ole Miss on Saturday, he takes care of the ball. Then I'm only going to like Georgia even more in that matchup. I think their defense is going to really give Jackson Dart a tough time on Saturday. And I think maybe the argument that people would make for Ole Miss too is, did you see what they did against Arkansas? Did you see how they blew them out by 30? Did you see how Georgia struggled with Florida? Well, did you see how Georgia looked coming into the Texas game? And did you see how Texas looked coming into that game? Texas looked unbeatable. Georgia was struggling with team after team. They beat Mississippi State by 10, and then we all know what happened in that game. College football is a week-by-week sport, and especially when you're dealing with a team like Georgia that is so well-coached with Kirby Smart, he's going to have this team ready. And how about Georgia, the experience that they have being in this spot? They've already played at Texas. They've played at Alabama. Nothing is going to faze them about this game with Ole Miss. It's a huge game for both teams. Ole Miss has to win out if they want to make the college football playoff. And look, even though Georgia only has one loss, they lose this game on Saturday, they still got a game upcoming against Tennessee. And if they lose that game too, they likely might be out of the college football playoff. So to me, this is just the SEC version of Ohio State and Penn State. Somehow, we trick ourselves into thinking that maybe this year will be different and maybe Ole Miss is the right side. I can't believe they're giving us this line at 2.5. I absolutely love Georgia to cover this game and roll against Ole Miss. I also like LSU +3 against Alabama. For me, this is really all about a numbers play. I just think Death Valley, one of the toughest, if not the toughest place to play in the entire sport, especially at night, field goal type game. We've talked about this a ton with Alabama. Kellen DeBoer is a great coach, and he's a great big game coach. But it feels like every game that he coaches in always comes down to the wire. And in a game like this, with so much on the line. A de facto playoff game. The loser of this game is out. The winner of this game likely controls their own destiny, potentially, to get into the college football playoff. You'd expect this game to come right down to the wire. Both teams are coming off a bye week. I think if you want to bet Bama in this game, I would look at a first half number, considering how they looked against Georgia in the first half coming off of a bye week. I think they could get off to another hot start. I just want to see what Jalen Milroe looks like in this game. To me, he has not looked right ever since the South Carolina game. I think he took a hit, or he kind of had some injury during that game, because ever since that South Carolina game, he has not looked like the quarterback that we saw at all against Georgia. Obviously, the potential for Bama is there. There's a reason they're laying 3 on the road against LSU. If this number was 2.5, I'd probably stay away. But at the +3, a bet on LSU for me, I think you got to bet that right now at the +3. Moving on to the NFL now. I like the Bengals on Thursday night at +6.5 against the Ravens. Last week, I woke the Ravens up. I called them out. I said they never perform well in 1 p.m. games as big favorites, and they absolutely demolish the Broncos. Now, I think they're going to play well on Thursday night, but this game is just all about, it's Cincinnati Super Bowl. It's desperation. Season's on the line. Absolute must win. You cannot go 4-6. You cannot lose both games to Baltimore. An absolute must win. And this is the kind of rivalry where the road team tends to play well. When Baltimore goes to Cincinnati, they tend to play well. And when Cincinnati comes to Baltimore, they tend to play well at M&T Bank Stadium. And look, the Bengals have lost 5 games this season. All 5 of those games have been decided by just 1 score. And we're getting 6.5 points here with the Ravens. These teams know each other obviously very well. Bengals should have won the first meeting between these two teams. Even if T. Higgins doesn't go, I just like when we get these spots with teams like the Bengals, who are a good team, and it's an absolute must-win for them. Bengals aren't looking to come into this game in Baltimore and cover the spread. They're looking to win this game outright. I like Cincinnati plus the 6.5. I also like the Steelers plus 2.5 against the Commanders as well. I don't think the Bengals game gets to +7, which is why I would bet it at +6.5. And I don't think the Steelers game gets to +3, which is why I would bet it at +2.5 against Washington. Teams in the NFL that are coming off a bye that go on the road, normally very profitable. Long term, it's been that way so far this season. Obviously, the Steelers play Lamar Jackson twice a year. That's going to help them in their game plan, their preparation, going up against Jaden Daniels. And the Steelers are just, they know who they are. And Russell Wilson's been playing really well this season. I think it's going to be a tight game. It's going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire. Lamar tends to struggle against Pittsburgh. Of all the teams in the NFL who usually struggles the most against, Kansas City and Pittsburgh, probably the two at the top of that list. I think Jaden's going to have his issues against Pittsburgh as well. I'll take the Steelers +2.5. And then I bet the Colts right now at +4.5 against Buffalo. For me, this game is all about a look ahead for the Bills. If the Bills show up and they play like the Bills are capable of playing, I'm going to lose this bet and I'm going to lose Indianapolis. But the Bills got Kansas City on deck in week 11. That game is for the number one seed in the AFC. Obviously, anytime Buffalo goes up against Kansas City, they're always looking forward to that game. All of us love Joe Flacco taking over for Anthony Richardson. We love Joe Flacco as an underdog. Didn't play great yesterday against Minnesota. I expect him to bounce back against Buffalo, so I'll take the Colts at +4.5. I would bet that now against the Bills. All right, let's talk some college basketball. We got opening night here in the sport. Our guy Gertz, 19, undefeated Indiana Hoosiers. How about that? Indiana in football. Unbelievable story. We will get to them later on in the show. As for college basketball tonight, the Hoosiers are hoping for a big season. They are not on my card today. What I do like is Ohio, the Bobcats, +2.5 against James Madison today. Early on in college basketball, some things that I look for is these mid-major teams. Who's got a lot of returning production, and who's a program that lost their head coach and lost a bunch of their key players off of a really good team last season to either some Power 4 teams, they graduated, whatever it may be. Well, Ohio has over 50% of their returning minutes back from last year, bunch of their scoring production back. James Madison, as we know, was one of the best mid-major teams in college basketball last season. They absolutely whipped Wisconsin in the first round of the NCAA tournament, where they lost their coach, Mark Byington. He's off to Vanderbilt. They lost all their good players as well. I think JMU's just laying a short number because we all remember what the Dukes did last season, but this is a completely different team. ton of new faces, new head coach coming in from a new program. I'll take Ohio plus the 2.5 against JMU. Also, give me the under in Morehead State and Louisville tonight at 148.5. Another game featuring two programs with brand new head coaches. Louisville's head coach, Pat Kelsey, comes over from the College of Charleston. Really good offensive coach, bringing in a ton of new players. James Madison player, oddly enough, Terrence Edwards comes over. Chucky Hepburn from Wisconsin comes over as well. I think it's going to take some time for Louisville's offense to gel under a new scheme and a new system. Same thing goes for Morehead State. They got a new head coach coming over from Murray State. When you have new head coaches coming in and you have coaches that don't play at a very fast tempo, last year Murray State was 312 according to KenPom and Charleston was 173. Both of these teams are going to play at a slower tempo. They got to learn a new scheme, and we know the energy is going to be there. The effort level is going to be there. It's opening night. I think this is too many points in a first game for two new coaches. I'll go under 148.5. Give me St. Peter's tonight at plus 13.5 against Seton Hall. Big storyline in this game, obviously, Shaheen Holloway, the head coach for Seton Hall, was obviously the head coach for St. Peter's when they made that Cinderella run all the way to the Elite Eight. So right there, you know St. Peter's is going to be fired up for that game. Get to go up against the former coach that led their program to the Elite Eight. St. Peter's, another one of these kind of mid-major teams that has some players coming back. Really good defensive team. Seton Hall is a program that has to replace their top three leading scorers from last season, including Kadari Richmond, who is one of the better players in the Big East. So this is just all about, this game is going to be ugly. It's going to be low scoring. The total is going to be 127.5. You're giving me all those points with St. Peter's when Seton Hall has to replace a lot of their offensive production from last season against a good defensive team in St. Peter's. I will take the Peacocks plus 13.5. Now, one of the best games of the night that nobody's going to talk about is this Western Kentucky and Wichita State game. If you want to watch like a really solid basketball game between two good mid-major programs, this is going to be a great one tonight. It's a pick 'em. I'm staying away from the line. It's going to be a great environment. Two teams that return a ton of experience. Western Kentucky was a 15 seed last year. They won the Conference USA tournament. They made it as a 15 seed. They played Marquette in the first round. Well, they have 12 seniors on their team this year. They returned two-thirds of their production from the team that made the tournament last year. So they're loaded. On the flip side, Wichita State's going to be really good as well. Their entire starting five is also seniors. Their head coach, Paul Mills, was the head coach at Oral Roberts. You might remember him and that team that went to the Sweet 16 and make some noise in the tournament as well. Both of these teams are excellent offensively, and Western Kentucky last season played at the fastest tempo in the sport. They averaged 15 seconds per possession. So we have two really experienced teams, two good offensive teams. It's going to be an up and down, high level game. I'll go over 152.5. And then the game of the night is going to be out in Spokane between Baylor and Gonzaga. Top 10 matchup. Now the Zags opened up at 2.5, and now this line is ballooned all the way up to 5.5. If I had to bet it, I'd actually still go with Gonzaga. I just don't like getting in when you could have gotten 3 points of value, and now it's all the way close to the two possessions. But again, this is one of those games. Both teams are going to be really good long-term. Both teams are probably going to be a top three seed heading into the tournament. Baylor, a lot of their best players, though, are coming in from new programs. Jeremy Roach comes over from Duke. Norchad Omir comes over from Miami. Gonzaga, meanwhile, they got guys that have been there and been in the program with Andrew Nembhard, and you got Graham Ek there. They're going to be solid, and the Kennel in Spokane is one of the best environments in college basketball. So at 5.5, I don't know if I bet it now, but it would either be Gonzaga or pass for me tonight against Baylor, game of the night in college basketball. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on a Monday. And Matt, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so we're going to the NFL tonight. The Model is taking the Kansas City Chiefs, laying 9 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Model has this as a 12.5-point favorite, the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. So obviously we're getting a better number there at the books at minus 9. I do want to say props to the Model for sure this weekend. It has gone 10-0 on five-star wagers in the NFL. So that is quite impressive to be going undefeated, and it's going to hope to remain undefeated tonight by taking Kansas City minus 9.
There you go. Me and the Model aligned on that one, so hopefully they keep it rolling. I like Kansas City tonight as well. Matt, what about yourself? What bets do you like in Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I'm staying away from the side really right now. If I had to lean, I would take Tampa Bay, but it's not an official bet. I am going to go with the under here, though, at 45.5. It was at 46, so it's come down just a little bit. Primetime NFL Island game. The public is already going to be, you know, they're always going to be hammering the over every time. Again, same thing here. Only 22% of the money at BetMGM is on the under. 78% of it going towards the over. And as usual, the later you get, the later in the day towards kickoff, the more public money is going to come in on the over. So they're definitely going to need the under in this game. And I'm going to be taking that as well. If you're going to bet the under, maybe wait a little bit late till later in the day, because like I said, this public money is going to start flowing in on the over. You might be able to get a better number of 46 again, or maybe even better.
All right, very good. Matt, what about in the NBA tonight? We got solid slate in the association. Anything that catches your eye in the NBA?
Yeah, there's absolutely no games in the NBA tomorrow because they don't play NBA games on the on election day. So we got like 20 million teams. It might be every team in the league playing tonight. Just taking a look at some of the splits, I like to take some of the bets in the NBA that the books have the largest liability on. I could tell you 76ers Suns tonight, I'm going to take the over 223. 93% of the handle in that game on the total is on the under. So that is pretty insane liability. So I'm going to go with the over there. And then I'm also going to go with the Raptors Nuggets under 232. Again, completely lopsided liability here at the books. 92% of the cash is on the over in that game. So I'm gonna go with what the books certainly need in those two games and take the over in the Suns game and the under in the Nuggets game.
Very good. We got opening night in college basketball as well, Matt. We got like 200 games on the board. Anything that jumps out at you, that's your bet.
Yeah, so taking a look at some of these games, you got number 19 Texas tonight taking on Ohio State. They are a very small 1.5 to 2 point favorite against Ohio State. The line just seems like a trap to me. The public's definitely going to be taking number 19 Texas here going up against Ohio State. Last time we saw Texas, of course, they were in that great game against Tennessee, back and forth type of game that they ultimately lost. But now they're taking on Ohio State, a team that didn't make the tournament last year, and they're just small, tiny favorites. It makes me think the book is basically begging you to take Texas here. So I'm going to go with Ohio State plus 2.5. Also going to go with UCF plus 5 against Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a team I backed a lot last year. I think they're even going to be better this year than they were last. A lot of people expect that as well, but 5 points here on the road against UCF, which I think is a sleeper team in the Big 12. I like the talent they bring. That's too many points, so I'm going to go with UCF plus 5. And I do want to give a future here. St. John's, 50-1 to win the national title. Last year, I was sick that they didn't make the NCAA tournament. They were a top 25 KenPom team going into tournament play, but they didn't make the tournament. They declined the invitation to the NIT. I think they'll be even better this year. I love their talent. I wrote about it at odyssey.com/BetQL. Guys, go there and check that out. But yeah, St. John's, 50-1. I like that quite a bit.
I love it. Obviously, another year under Rick Pitino, starting to bring more of his guys in there. I think that's a good look with St. John's. And then, Matt, real quick, week 10 in the NFL, we got lines out for some of these games. Anything that stood out to you early in the week?
Well, immediately I bet Texans plus 4.5 because it opened to 4.5, and I thought that line was just kind of egregious to me, and a lot of other people thought so as well, because now it's at 3 pretty much everywhere against the Detroit Lions. Fading the Lions ATS is something that I'm pretty much going to be on every single week. It hasn't worked out, quite honestly. The public keeps winning with the Lions, but I'm going to be fading them again here. I got a great number at 4.5. It's now down to 3. So will the Lions cover? Probably. They keep doing it, but I'm going to be on the Texans.
Lions and Indiana, you know, those are the two teams in football. It's just a dangerous game, fading those two. But yep, great number there on the Texans. Matt Orner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, always appreciate the time, and good luck to you today.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's talk some college football. Our guy Gertz is all fired up that his Indiana Hoosiers are undefeated, looking like they're going to make the college football playoff. And Indiana is in my top 10 this week. They're towards the bottom. The number one team is who you're going to get in a couple weeks, and that's Ohio State at plus 350. I had Ohio State at number one before the Penn State game. I still have them at number one. I think that is the best team in college football, and they should only continue to get better. They got some injuries at the O-line position. Once those guys come back, that's obviously going to help them. Great depth at running back, receiver, and Will Howard bouncing back from that early pick six, responding, going right back, scoring a touchdown, Ohio State winning that game. I have the Buckeyes at number one, and they are the favorites to win the title at plus 350. I'll put Georgia at number two at 4-1. Georgia's really good. Obviously, they've won 51 straight games against teams not named Alabama until somebody else other than Bama beats them. It's going to be hard to bet against Georgia. I obviously like them this week against Ole Miss. I don't know if Georgia's going to win it all this year because of Carson Beck. His turnover concerns really worry me. It almost like you watch a Georgia game, and every time he throws, you're just hoping that he doesn't turn the ball over. It's getting that bad. So much talent, though, all over the field, but Beck is certainly a concern. I still got Georgia at number two. Oregon right behind him at number three. The Ducks are plus 450 to win it all. Ducks are obviously undefeated. They continue to get better and better week after week. Really good on both sides of the ball. It just feels like if they played Ohio State on a neutral, would they win that game, right? They have one of the best home field advantages in Autzen Stadium. Do I trust them, though, to beat some of these top-tier teams on a neutral field? I don't know if I do. They played Ohio State again, which they certainly could in the Big Ten title game. I'd like Ohio State, and I'd like Kirby against Dan Lanning, which is why Georgia is number two and Oregon is number three. Texas is going to be number four at plus 550 to win it all. I mean, the first 6 weeks, it felt like Texas was the unanimous number one team in the country for everybody. Everybody loved Texas. And then we finally started to see them play some teams. They played Georgia, followed it up with Vanderbilt. And now we're starting to see the issues with Texas. And I think it also revolves around their quarterback with Quinn Ewers. I've never been a Ewers guy. I'm still not a Ewers guy. Great defense, great skill players. Best play caller in college football, maybe in all of football, in Steve Sarkisian. But I think Ewers ultimately will be their downfall. But Texas, number four team in the country. After those four, there is a clear gap for number five, who I think right now is Tennessee at 18-1. And I think if you're going to place a national championship future out of the top four, it would be on the Volunteers at 18-1 because their defense is championship caliber. Defensive line is excellent. Their secondary is very good. And Nico's got all the talent in the world. Man, if he can just put it together. And sometimes in college football, like these quarterbacks just in the blink of an eye can turn a switch. If Nico's able to do that, sky's the limit for Tennessee. They obviously got Georgia coming up in a couple weeks. We'll see what that game looks like on the road in Athens. But Volunteers right now, put them at the number five team at 18-1. The team that they beat a couple weeks ago, I'll put Alabama at number six at 18-1. Bama's got that win over Georgia. Jalen Milroe, like I said, I just don't feel like he's been healthy the last couple games. If Milroe looks healthy to me coming off of the bye week against LSU and Bama wins this game like they're certainly favored to do so, to me, on a neutral field, I don't know how you can take some of these other teams still over Alabama. You got to remember, even though Bama's not as good as we're normally accustomed to them seeing, that doesn't mean that they're still not better than some of these other teams. Bama 18-1. See, between Tennessee and Bama, like if you had to place a future bet on either one of those teams, I'd take Tennessee because Bama, if they lose against LSU this week, they're going to be out of the playoff. Tennessee, other than the Georgia game, pretty easy schedule. Penn State, I'll put it number seven. I mean, that's just where Penn State's going to live, right? Never good enough to win a national championship. Never bad enough to drop out of the college football playoff. It's just where they live. Good recruiting classes, solid team. Never bet them against the big boys. Certainly never bet them to win the national title. Miami's going to be number eight for me. They're 11-1 to win the national championship. I think betting Miami to win the title is a terrible bet. Offensively, they're awesome. And Cam Ward is a stud. But defensively, I mean, they can't guard anybody. Duke lit them up on Saturday, and Duke hasn't been scoring on anybody. So Canes, probably win the ACC. I'll put them at number 8, but no threat for me to win the national title. Here come the Indiana Hoosiers at number 9. I mean, Indiana just keeps rolling people every single week. I think the most impressive thing about Indiana is that we keep waiting for them to have a letdown. We keep betting the underdogs to cover spreads against them, and it just never happens. They just continue to roll. They got their quarterback, Curtis Rourke, back. He looked great against Michigan State. Indiana, number 9. And then I'll put Notre Dame at number 10 at 30-1. Had the big win at the beginning of the year against A&M. Ever since the loss against Northern Illinois, the Irish have looked really good. Give me Notre Dame, number 10 team right now at 30-1. That's the top 10. Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Texas, clear gap, Tennessee, Bama, Penn State, Miami, Indiana, and Notre Dame. All right, folks, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We will start with my prop lock that I like for today, DeAndre Hopkins, anytime touchdown at plus 155. I think the Chiefs are going to make an effort to try and get him the ball, try and get him a touchdown in his first home game at Arrowhead. I like the price on Hopkins at plus 155. Dog of the day, give me Ohio +2.5 against James Madison. Love these early season matchups in college basketball where you got a team like JMU, who was great last season, but completely just cleared house. Their coach moved on to Vanderbilt. All their scoring production, all their best players left the team. Ohio, meanwhile, has half of their production returning. I think Ohio should be favored in this game because of how good JMU was last year. That's why the Dukes are favored. Give me Ohio +2.5. And then also give me the Chiefs as my best bet, -9 tonight against the Bucks. I think a lot of people feel like that spread might be a little bit too high. That Chiefs defense is so good. I think Baker, without his top two weapons, is going to struggle tonight, have a couple turnovers. And against that soft Tampa Bay defense, has been giving up points to everybody. I think the Chiefs score as well. This feels like a 31-13 kind of game to me tonight in Arrowhead. Once again, our best bets today, DeAndre Hopkins, anytime touchdown, plus 155 is our prop lock. Ohio Bobcats, dog of the day, +2.5 in college hoops against JMU. And the Chiefs, -9 against the Bucks is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Matt Horner for joining us. Appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. Enjoy opening night of college basketball, Monday Night Football as well. We will see you tomorrow.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.